Hello, welcome to the Castcast. I'm Ella.
I'm Ilse.
And I'm Jess.
Who are you?
Castian.
I'm an alien from
Mars. So this episode is our 50th episode. Everybody clap.
Only took us about 3 years. Only took us like 3 years. We did it.
No, it's only been...
What, 2.5?
No.
No, you're right. We...
It's not even two, I think.
Okay. Well, either way, we've been doing this for a while, but we managed to hit our 50th episode, so...
Yeah.
To all the haters who said we couldn't do it, nobody. No one cares.
We received very little hate mail, despite our pleas, so...
Well, I mean, some of you guys have come through. You've done your best. So what can we say about that?
So we did a poll on our Tumblr and we asked you guys which episode we should watch. And so, look, I don't know why we even asked because, like, there was a clear winner from, like, the first, like, 10 votes.
It was rough in there.
I'm trying to find the post now, but
Some say he swept. Some say there was a sweep.
So we put up 8 options, all 9 if you're including, you know, suggest your own episode. And 6, 20, The Man Who Would Be King, the man who would be king, came out on top with 38.6% of the votes. The runner-up was On the Head of a Pin.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
What the fuck is that?
I'm obsessed with you. Is that your alarm?
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
What song was that?
What song was that?
Illuminate listeners.
Spend some time with you. You know that song? It's been like online.
Just the two of us?
Just the two of us.
Why could I tell it was just the two of us from that like
just the two of us?
Because you're a music freak. You love that tune.
I love that you had something out loud.
That was pretty embarrassing. Sorry about that.
Okay, we can cut it's around.
No. I need people to hear
What's
this.
What's up? Professionalism.
We gave up on that a long time ago. We should do this thing.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're all going to press play at the same time and just record our thoughts.
Yeah. You guys aren't recording your thoughts, though. You're just all also going to hit play with us. So are we going to do a countdown so everyone can get ready to hit the button
at
the same time?
Yeah, I guess if you've clicked into this already, I'm assuming that you have a way to watch Supernatural. If you're just listening to us and you currently don't have a way to watch Supernatural, that's great. Personally, in Australia, they're almost giving it away. It's on, like, multiple streaming services, including, like, free-to-air ones, I'm pretty sure. So
pretty cool. Yeah, but if you don't want to watch this episode and you don't want to listen to the commentary track, no worries. We've got another episode in the jar for you. It will be coming out, I think, about a week from now or maybe another. Yeah, like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I
don't
think
worry. We're not going to be
delayed with this. We'll do like,
we can do it next week.
A week between the next ones because we already have that in the can because didn't realize that we're up to the 50th episode. So
we recorded one and we were like, oh, fuck. We had a plan. But yeah, so this one this week and next one next week, we are going to try and do a little something special for you guys for being here. Shall we get into this, guys?
Yeah, we don't really need to say anything special for the 50th episode, right?
Thank you, we love you. And the special is that we're doing this for you guys. This one. This fun little thing. Even though it would have been so fun. It would have been so fun to perhaps do a commentary track of, say, Lily Sunder Has Some Regrets. But it's okay.
Well,
we can't always get what we want. And this is still a fantastic episode. I'm just a little bit sleepy. So cut me some slack if I cry.
We have a lot of episodes coming up, like, just in terms of Cass being on an episode of Supernatural. So, you know, we might do this again if it if it goes well, fine and you guys like it.
If it's fine and it goes well and you guys like it. So let us know how it went. But just so you guys know, we're all watching with the Then and Now on. So if you don't have that, we'll shout out when the Then and Now is done as well. So you can hit play over there. But shall we get into this? Who wants to give us a countdown?
Jess, you do it.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go. And you're going to hit it on go. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Yep. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Then. This is really fun because, like, I would usually just talk out loud to myself or maybe to whoever I'm forcing to watch an episode with me. So.
I'm sorry, I just feel so precious about Cass.
I love when he kills people.
Yeah. It's a lot of really fun.
Fisting.
Season 5 and yeah.
Fisting, hello. Yeah.
Fisting.
No one's been fisted in a while, I don't think.
Oh, Jesus. They don't have sex anymore.
To be honest.
They stopped having sex. Death! Sorry, I'm late for death.
Fate.
I mean, Regan. Did she die? Yeah, I think so.
Shame this is the last time we'll see her.
Okay, if you skipped the then and now, the show starts in 3, 2, 1, play.
Looking at the hand.
Oh my god.
Say the line, Cass.
Say the line.
Yeah!
Oh. Why is my heart like thudding?
You have an unhealthy attachment to the show.
I have an No, do you know what it is? I'm nervous, I think, about the commentary.
Oh. I love all this stuff that they put in, like the classic, whatever this is from. Yeah.
Why is he so shady about it? Oh, I love the shot.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He should give us a recap every episode.
Wah.
He's doing a beautiful job. What if he's made the wrong choice?
I just like, I wish that they did another episode.
Like this?
I think that's what we said when we covered this episode. Like,
what do you think?
Where, which tell season? You everything says.
Stop looking at me.
Supernatural. It would have been fun. Where would you place like another Man Who Would Be King style one?
Obviously, like 519.
I was about to ask,
like,
or like the in or like 15
honestly, I would make 15, 18. That's what I meant. I'm so sorry. Yeah. 15, 18.
518. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I heard.
God, they look so good.
Yeah,
the lighting, guys.
God,
Satan Jr. being alive is going to be very funny.
Oh my god, he's such a bad liar. He's such a bad liar.
I just don't understand how Crowley tricked me.
Oh my god, he wants to believe him so bad.
Dean, chill.
Cass is like, I'm considering that, but that's crazy. Oh my god. Two liars in a vehicle.
I just noticed that Sam's missing.
Omaha. Oh my god.
It's so brutal.
Why did they do that cut shot back cut shot?
If you're not actually watching this episode, Dean just said, Cash, you'll call, right, if you get into real trouble. And it's like, it's so sad because it's like, oh, it's much too late for that.
Oh, I love how that shot starts dark and then as he like walks in.
Yes, very fun.
So cool.
Crowley and Cass, like toxic besties.
Toxic besties.
Ew.
I love him so much.
Boba.
Literally tapioca pills.
I'm sorry, Mark Shepard is so fun.
I feel like Crowley would love Boba, actually.
I could definitely go like a matcha with like milk foam.
What, right now?
Mm.
No, he's fucking that dude up.
You know, Crowley never really does science experiments after this. I guess he's not really like chasing
well,
his bliss.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, we did see him just stab Alfia.
No, he's not doing that for science.
And
oh fuck yes.
I guess it's not for science, but he's trying to figure out the angels.
Get his ass.
Group projects are so difficult.
Communication is just like really important. Being accountable for what you're bringing to the group.
Oh my god.
And you're being like a homophobically bullied by your gay group by your gay group project partner.
He literally just said over the rainbow, like
Mark Shepard is so fun.
Emmy for Mark Shepard for yelling. Like, he is so good.
I love the tone of his voice when he yells. It's like, yeah. It sounds so great.
He has a great voice in general.
Gruesome. Aww.
Legend.
They taught him how to stand up.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna be sick.
No! Don't explode him! God. It's the second time he's gotten exploded by an archangel. That is just so brutal.
That's just how he does it. He lives fast, dies young. And then comes back again. Beautiful and does brain. It all over.
He's put back Seamless. Because he's God's favorite.
God. Why did he close his eyes though?
I'm reading Destiel fic tonight.
And that's different from Mother Night.
Oh, I was about to ask. I was going to pretend it's not. Okay, creep moment.
I've been trying to diversify, but.
You know, I watched RoboCop the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Not too dissimilar from our Castiel.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was so full of confidence of mission. Please don't. I can't do this. I love that this is a creep squared moment. Like, Sam's creeping. Cass is creeping on Sam. There's levels to this shit.
Sam's always standing around like a fucking Frankenstein. I know it's not his fault. He's so tall, but he does just look crazy.
You see, like, a little bit of a bigger shot of Sam than, like, his head and shoulders, and you're like, I don't fucking know, man. He's giant. That's your first reaction every
time. You're like,
time.
This dude has a bolt coming out of his neck.
That just looks so good.
Huh.
A classic. For Aaron, yes! Classic!
Cass is like, I don't care.
Just do your fucking Cass job.
Cass is in such deep shit. Like, it's like when you've fucked it so thoroughly that you just like don't even know what to do. It's about this point of a problem that I usually take a nap. I'm yeah. like, I'm just not even gonna deal with there's whatever's no going on here.
For me to do.
Like, is anybody else feeling like so tired right now? Like, I just need to like sleep this off.
Oh my god.
I miss the Bobby's house set.
This hunter.
Yes.
Sorry.
I just like. Wait. He looks like in a different show. He could be just like sort of like an honest farmer.
He definitely. Oh, were you saying he's hot?
Into that.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah.
Look at his shoulder. Shut up. Let him live. He's hot.
I know. Like, let me take a bite of that. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Get his ass, Bobby. Jim Beaver is actually also pretty fucking good in this episode.
Honestly, I feel like if the show was on HBO, it would be literally the exact same, except for that they would just swear.
They would just swear?
And there would be more tits. But it would be, like, honestly the same show. Like, people would go crazy speculating about, like, HBO Supernatural. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it would be exactly what it is, except for that. There would be more...
Yeah, more tits, more gore.
Tits, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, we would just get to see things they allude to. Like, we would see Sam drinking blood more or whatever. Like, we would see the gore.
Yeah, and Sam fucking weird style how he does. But we already know he does.
Functionally the same. Yeah. The plot is exactly the same.
Oh, I love this scene.
Ah!
What's the hubbub? So real.
Why is the lighting in the kitchen just always so beautiful? God. Like,
what did he do to his windows?
I need like a professional portrait taken in Bobby's kitchen. Exact lighting.
He can make a mistake!
He can make a mistake. Unfortunately, Dean doesn't like believe that. Like, that's the only time Dean says something like
that. He
changed
his mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking know. He's
there. Oh, there he is!
He's so small.
It would actually feel like so good to silently eavesdrop on a conversation that's all about you. Like, I would be obsessed with that.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't be able to stop myself from interrupting and setting the record straight. Like, obviously he's trying to be sneaky here, but... I'd be like, that's actually not what happened.
Oh my god. Ellen. Oh my god.
Ugh.
Okay, deflect.
Cass. I really, Misha Collins' sort of sad eyes do so much
they
work.
They do hard work.
Supernatural is like, torture always works. Trying so hard to be real.
I'm literally gonna hit someone. This is making me feel incredibly violent.
Oh, the way he like turns his body.
It's crazy. Now, this is such an Ed Lundian idea. That Bobby would have a demon-esque.
It's so awesome that they were like, there's a demon. Bobby has a demon counterpart and they kill him and then it never comes up again.
Yeah.
And he's fun as well.
I know we said this in the Man That Would Be King episode, but yeah. Bobby, oh my God. Jim Beaver's character in Deadwood is named Ellsworth. So it's a shout out to that.
I don't know that. But yeah, you're right. You didn't mention it.
Good show.
He does sound real professional.
Thomas speaking.
He sounds like dead.
Wow, that was a Canadian out. Out back.
I didn't. Yay. Cheer and clap for
him. Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, he went sicko mode.
That is a classic. That's literally a classic. Every
AMV. So sorry, Ellsworth. Like, RIP, you were a real one.
Had no choice. Oh my god.
I fucking love that. Sorry.
Him. He looks so sad.
Killing them like that and then immediately being like, oh.
I actually really love the shot. With you can still see the feet up on the stair. That's a really good shot.
Mm.
Those dead dogs hanging out.
We talked about how like Ben Edlund hasn't directed that many episodes.
He's good. He's great.
This episode. There's so many fun like transition shots and like.
But it is also.
I know he was making them work on set that day. They didn't let him direct anymore because they were like, Ben, nobody fucking likes doing all that shit.
No one cares this much. Something else
that really works in this episode, I think we get a sense of spaciousness that we usually don't. Like, Bobby's house feels even like it feels more, I don't know, like it just works.
Tall. Like, you get that shot of the roof and then you're kind of low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's so funny. My subtitles are wrong. It says 2,953. Like, sure.
What? Sure, whatever.
Oh, fuck.
Angels look so shit.
They look dope shit.
Love Hester.
This is Rachel.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Not all blonde women are the same.
So true. That's so true. And I'm listening and learning.
That's so sad. He betrayed her. He lied to all of them.
He's so proud. He's trying to be like, look.
Cast with double S's is such a jump scare every time. On the subtitles.
Who is that?
It's so funny that that just, like, doesn't exist. You know what I mean? That we just, like, unanimously decided it was CAS.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, brace yourselves. Oh, my boy!
Consider the
crisis nap, Castiel. It could get you out of a lot of trouble right now.
My God. It's just banger after banger.
Teaching poetry to fish. Every line.
Demore Barnes. You,
everyone, you're shut up. One. Demore Barnes. Most interesting threats never polled. He looks so annoyed at having to explain it.
He looks so angry.
Hi, church.
Literally, this whole scene is like, fuck you, church. Fuck you, organized religion. Fuck you, this whole concept.
He's like, lol.
Oof.
The little bit of blood by his nose. That's so fun. Oh, geez. Coffin. Forgot about that.
More than a little. That's so interesting. Did Raphael like blast him back to this guy's heaven?
It seems that.
Because he knows it's his favorite.
This is his hangout. Yeah.
That's kind of sick in the head, actually.
Yeah, because
maybe he knew that he was there like before.
I mean, Rachel could like, find him, so.
You like this guy? I'm going to kick the shit out of you in your favorite place in heaven. Mm. Mean.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Oh god, brace yourselves.
I'm gonna be sick.
This is literally different.
It's different for Dean.
Oh.
Oh my god. Ugh. My chest is aching, guys.
I hate television.
It's like so painful. Because he did do that, you know what I mean? Like, he really did.
Ah!
He helped them stop the apocalypse.
I'm sorry, did anyone just notice?
First, I was afraid.
I'm sorry.
I was petrified.
Stop. Did anyone just notice
what?
Jim Beaver's cunty little cunty little necklace? Did you notice it?
No. It's gone.
No,
now.
It's under his shirt. You can sort of see it against his neck. Fuck. Oh, this guy is so fucking intense. Just relax.
Even these like fight scenes are shot really
well. Yeah, I think so too. Like the pacing's okay. I don't love the triple punch. I think that's silly. This is cool.
Freeze frame.
Yeah. It's like it leads into this fun.
This is so fun.
Sorry, that shot of Dean on the ground is funny.
Oh, love it.
Oh my god, blast his fucking soul out.
Yes!
This is so fun.
Oh,
the one against the door crash? Great fight. Crazy.
Yeah.
The lie.
That was me again.
God. As long as they believe it, you get to believe it. His little smile.
Oh, my boy is in a moral quandary.
He looks so proud and happy and relieved. Oh. This sucks. He's like, well, will you apologize now? All of you dumb bitches?
I'm gonna throw up!
This sucks. Oh my god.
No, oh my god. Stop. I'm watching a car crash right now.
Oh no. No, you could have just asked me. He's lying.
The cars are about to collide. This is so fucked.
Oh, this is so fucked. I'm not okay with this.
I hope you can forgive us.
Jesus Christ.
Don't say it.
Shut
if we all
up.
Think hard enough, he won't say it.
Let's manifest. Come on,
if you believe. Oh no, he's doing it. He's going for it.
No!
Oh,
he said it!
You did it! No, look at his face.
Stop. I'm gonna.
Oh my god, Dean's like too smart, you know? Like,
it's
shut up.
So over.
But the thing is, it's so obvious because he knows Cass. Over. He's like, he does not fucking know what he's talking about. He had to have heard this.
Crazy for Cass to go for the pop culture reference in that moment. Like, Cass.
That's exactly what it is.
He's crazy. Like you said, he's going crazy.
Yay, yippee.
I'm biting my nails off right now. If you can hear biting in the the audio.
Get him!
Once again, Cass is being homophobically bullied by his gay project partner.
It is a gay project.
This leftist infighting.
I don't think this can be called leftist. Think so.
It's heavily authoritarian, at least, which I know leftism can be, but... The fucking wall.
Cass had enough. He was like, shut the fuck up. I'm gay too. Idiot. You can't talk to me like this.
I love his lines.
Synergy.
Oh my god, guys. Famous scene.
Oh.
This is sick.
I think this is the least coherent audio track ever made. Commentary track.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be watching this episode with us because we're not really.
I can't do anything for you right now.
You know, like when a fic is really good and you're like, wow, this is like the show at its best. This is like what it could have been, or this is the story at its best. This episode is that, but
yeah,
they made the episode that good.
It's like really peak. It's always like so fun when you get like a new perspective. Like, I feel like I love like outsider POV.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is kind of like, obviously Cass is not an outsider, but still it's like to, like, go back and, like, rehash everything that you've seen that season from his point of view is, like, so awesome. Oh, Cass.
Baby.
God, Dean is so bad at doing yard work.
He doesn't fucking know how to do it.
Why is he putting in a plastic bag? Like, don't you guys have, like, a green bin?
Yeah, can't you compost that shit?
Like, yeah, we have, like, different stuff that you can put it in.
Like, those leaves aren't going in a garbage bag.
They are now. But I love this lighting.
I love that when he said, I was no fool, I am no fool. He's fully looking at Dean.
Oh my god.
Was a fool for love.
Hit it.
I was a fool for love.
I was a fool for love. Obsessed with you guys, thank you.
Fool for love, AMV, anyone?
I'm sure there could
anyone,
be.
Anyone?
I love that he's saying, like, too many of you freaks are into bondage and kink, so I can't have fun here anymore.
Know, all you perverts, you're going to stand in line. You're going to keep your clothes on. This scene is, like, I've always liked this scene, but it's actually making me so sad right now because I'm like, no, Cass. Like, don't listen to him. He sure does. He sure does.
Thank you. Get to the point. That's why one of my
and you know what?
That shot.
You know what? That actually is his sex appeal, is that he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. There was a drag race thing that had Vanna White. It was like some kind of week, like some kind of competition. Mm. And I was like, oh, Vanna, like from this episode.
Like from Supernatural?
Yeah,
oh my
I don't know.
This inclusion of the sheriff thing makes it seem like Crowley did spy on him and Dean. Because that's the exact phrasing that they use. I don't remember if we mentioned this, but I feel like we did.
Elsa?
Yeah, sorry, I went quiet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think I just finished my sentence and you guys didn't hear it.
I love Mark Sheppard.
He's so fucking good in this episode. I was distracted by how he needs an Emmy.
He's so good. Crowley's such a great character. So like, fun.
He's just so him. The picture as well behind us.
Oh, Cash just noticed the photo. He's That's like, so funny.
He's like, I'm not in the mood to be here.
He's like, wait, what? Wait,
where
what?
The fuck am I, actually?
What is that? Oh, God damn.
I love a negotiation. Ugh.
He makes a good point.
Love you, man.
Love you, dude.
Ugh. No, Kaz, don't do it.
It's like an MLM.
It's just everything about this sucks. Like, people's essence are bartered with for power.
I mean, bring up Sam and Dean.
I'd love it. I just love it, though, because you do, like, really...
Oh my god, he is playing.
Like, you do, like, you get it.
You get it.
Crowley played him.
He played
like
him.
A fiddle.
Guys.
His hubris.
Cass is like, yeah, I am God's favorite. I don't even necessarily think that's wrong.
I think that's wrong, but.
I think at this point in time, he is God's favorite because God has brought him back.
That's
twice now from being exploded.
I think he's God's favorite little little plot point.
Toy.
Yeah, toy.
Favorite stuffed animal to soak with milk, slam against the wall.
I was going to say favorite wrench in the gears, but you are correct.
Oh, no. He's just the most worn out toy out of all the stuffed animals. Like that Garfield.
This hurts me. I can't watch this.
I have to disassociate.
I feel insane.
Sam is.
I can't believe that he gets got by the oldest trick in the Winchester
like,
book.
Seriously.
Like,
cause what they
you're
trusted
telling me that
each
that oil
other.
Didn't smell like anything.
What do you think it's? Oh fucking hell! Not that sharp.
Dean.
It was so rude of them to do this to him.
Oh,
Superman.
Ugh.
Oh.
He's like, oh no, I fucked up.
Yes, the best line ever. Spies on people, Cass.
Spies.
God, this scene needs to be in like screenwriting textbooks.
Oh my god.
I don't know that it does.
It
I
does.
I don't think that's accurate,
it's
but
perfect.
I do need to watch this.
I say it does. It's going in my textbook.
Oh, your textbook.
When
okay.
I
write one.
Write a media studies textbook.
Frightened about what else might be in that.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I love how this part of the conversation, I think we talked about it in the episode, it's a wide shot on the other two more often than not, but on Dean it keeps getting closer and closer.
It's like...
Can I say
yeah.
something? Jared Padalecki is doing a pretty
good
job.
He's doing a pretty
job.
Fucking good job for a Padalecki yeah. moment. Sorry.
This bit, oh my
Tried
god.
Tried to hit him with the perdition line. Does
this.
Not hit the same.
Oh no. Oh, he's good.
Even with the little sad face, it's
he's
so
real.
Good.
Like, that's him, though. Yeah, get him. Oh, no. Dean's face at that.
Oh.
I love that line. It's so quintessentially Sam.
Yeah.
Dean is like fucking wrecked, heartbroken fine. Right now. That is crazy.
Oof.
I do. Oof, Jesus. I can't take this. I can't take it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
He was like, you don't fucking know what you're talking about, man. He's like, you weren't there.
That was malicious, that flashback. That was a malicious flashback.
Fucking.
Ah!
It's kind of crazy the process that it's not broken.
It's like, how can you be in a holy fire? Like a ring of holy fire. Oh my god, not this shot. Not that shot. Oh
like, it's god. Not good. It's not good. It's pretty fucking honest, bad. It's not good.
Like, you are in a ring of holy fire right now, made by your closest friends, and you're like, it's not broken. What the fuck are you saying, man?
Did you guys catch the reverse shot in that scene? I posted about it when I was taking the screenshots for this episode. But like one time they cut back to Cass, his shot is just reversed for no reason.
Well, you know, editing
is
like bitch.
The same shot as before, but flipped. The fire looks so cool.
I know, they did a great job.
Oh.
He is so annoyed with him already. He has been for years.
He's so sad.
The lighting. I love how he plays this.
Cass is sick of him.
He is ready to kill him. Crowley's little gulp. Did you guys think he had a little moment where he's like, I guess that's hot. I don't like
he
him.
He looks like that,
that's hot. Oh, this just sucks so bad.
Oh, he's in it. He's really in it now. I can't take this. This is so beautiful. It's so well written. And I do want you to examine that on every level possible because you have so many things that you need to figure out. You don't even know you've been lobotomized yet. Oh my god.
My god, I hate this. I'm gonna...
Oh, I can't take this scene.
This scene is like exquisite.
This is her crypt. If you're talking about kryptonite, this is Jess's kryptonite. She loves this one.
Gets me every time.
Got those shots in the windows. Oh, and the couch. Oh, the couch. I'm sick of having thoughts.
Oh,
it's the couch. Okay, shout out to anyone listening who knows what I'm freaking out about.
I'm with you, girl. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Finish it.
It's such a good fight. Like,
this is so well done.
Honestly, like, close to some of the best acting on Supernatural.
Genuinely.
Yeah. You just know that Dean's just been stewing.
Like, a good argument can be, like, I think hard to do, you know?
Oof, yeah, definitely.
For yeah. Sure.
But like, you can like feel their frustration.
I'm not gonna logic you. I'm saying don't just because.
He's asking you.
He's asking him not to.
Like a dagger to the heart.
So to see his little face. Burning for love, holding on to your life.
It hurts. Oh my god. And then Cass just
not
being
or
like,
what?
You can't actually stop me.
You have to trust me or what? Like, what an insane, like, that is such good dialogue.
You're just a man.
God, this is well written.
You know what's awesome? Is that Dean actually can't stop him.
I know.
And he doesn't.
Just,
you know what
I mean? It's just hollow.
He
like, he's just like.
For all of, like, Dean being like, I don't know, like, I've done some pretty big stuff. And Cass is like, and then you know what
whatever.
Dean doesn't do? He's not able to stop him.
He's not even trying. It's like, he's just saying it because Cass was like, fuck you.
It is a tragedy, Cass. There's no way to avert it. He was praying the whole time.
The overlapping shots and dialogue from the next cut with the long pauses where he thinks
it's
about
good.
It. So beautiful.
Shout out to the editor.
Editor, giving you a kiss.
God was silent.
Oh my god.
Everything
I can't
was
take
silent.
It.
What
I can't
an episode.
Take it.
Hot dog. I mean, they were really cooking
damn.
With gas.
Guys.
They keep talking through the credits.
Like oh my god. I think that's only fair because has this episode ever gone this quickly for you? Like, there's too much stuff. I can't say any. Like, I'm glad actually that we've already covered this episode because now it's just. The freak out audio track that you can just play with this. Freak out commentary.
It's really good.
I'm shaking. I do think that's...
I said to Zeke earlier, I said, oh, I'm excited to record. It's going to be a bit different, you know.
What do you say?
It'll be fun. He was like, okay, you know, just normal response. But I'm going to have to tell him that that's not what happened. And instead... I'm very upset.
Well, you guys, you did this to us, and I'm not sure if I can forgive you for that, even though I do think that some of my shaking can be attributed to the fact that I didn't sleep enough. So, fuck you, I guess. But, I mean, that's not really the tone for this little commentary track, is it? God, guys,
like everybody loves
such a good episode.
Everybody loves, you know, the season, like, 2, 3, 4 finales, but that's legitimately like one of my favorite episodes of Supernatural for just being like hitting on all fronts. Like,
oh yeah,
it just rules. I have other favorites, but that's probably just like in terms of like main episode plot faves, you know?
Not
I have
like
other
a,
ones that are favorites for other reasons, but
yeah.
I think it's a lot of people's favorites, you know, like it won that Tumblr poll.
Our
it
Tumblr
might even
poll.
Have like the highest, you know, rating all up there.
It's genuinely a fantastic. It's a fantastic episode of television. There's pretty much nothing you can do about it. It fucks. I just
how do we end something like this? Guys, I love Cass.
I love Cass.
I love him.
We love Cass.
I just love that episode. I feel like every 3 seasons, there should just be an episode completely from Cass's point of view.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my
and
god,
that
means
it should happen.
That would mean that we would have one in season 9. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Season 9. And then season 12.
Nine.
Season 12? You guys, and then season 15.
We should, when we do our season wrap up, we should.
You're crazy.
Pick, like, where would we would insert the Cass POV episode.
I would die. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just realized, like, the selection of seasons that would happen if it was every three seasons is crazy.
Also, like the interesting thing about this episode is that because we are seeing the scene as we usually do, but then we also have, like, Cass is this kind of constant. commentary track, ironically, like going on in the background. And there's so many times in the later seasons where that commentary track would be so interesting because it's like the show is so in like Dean's POV or whatever. And it's just like we don't get the time with Cass to like see how he's thinking about what's happening.
I do also feel like they would face criticism if they did this regularly, which it still fucks the format of this episode. People would treat it as like a gimmicky fallback they do when they want you to feel for Cass, which I don't think would be as effective, which is incredibly sad to say. But having a Cass-focused episode like this in every season is the move.
It's kind of like, it's like, it feels like fan service for fans like us who just love him so much. So it's like, yeah maybe not everyone will enjoy it.
Service me.
I said before that like it feels like a fic, and I think that is to do with the like POV as well. Like,
I think so.
You know, when you're reading, often it's from like someone's perspective, and it's like we really get that in this episode.
And I also think that it is because of its like strange format, it does lend itself to like the way that people often write fic in strange formats. But I do think that is because of Ben Edlund's influence, not because of the fans' influence. So it is quite interesting to see that the fans were like, hey, we can go weirder with Cass's point of view. And this episode like started an interesting sort of small phenomenon in Supernatural fanfic where they consistently come up with really interesting ways for him to experience the world. And it's really cool. It's a legacy, honestly, of this episode. Small thing, but still really fun.
Awesome. It's just awesome.
It's awesome. Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here? Because we're done now, technically. We can't talk about it more. Really?
Yeah. I just want to say this Netflix, for my American honeys who are watching this on American Netflix, the inter-episode card with this fucking promo photo is just so crazy. I've sent it in our Discord before, but it's just like... Cass is wearing a suit you've never seen on the show. His hair is different than you've ever seen before. Sam and Dean look crazy. Sam's hair. It's a lot. It's just a lot to be confronted with this after every episode of Supernatural.
Mine is like a later season's like pick of Sam and Dean. And it's not flattering for Jared Padalecki. I'll tell you that.
I love promo photos. For any show, the promo photos crack me up every time.
It's great. Mine is the, you know, that weird golden one that they're all drawn as, where it's like, oh my God, I love this one.
Jared Padalecki is so bald.
They should have made just to stop bald in the chat.
They should honestly, when he gets old and dies in the last episode, they should have made him bald. They should have put him in a bald cap.
I agree. Make him like his granddad Samuel.
But these people have no sense of humor.
No.
They should have let him transition to like from young guy with not much facial hair and long hair to older guy who's bald with a beard.
Bald with a beard is a powerful look. And also, Jared Padalecki, I can admit he's a good-looking guy. I think he would look great bald with a beard.
Yeah, he could pull it off.
He like, has a really strong like bone structure. He could do it. Yeah.
I always think it's funny Jensen, when you can tell that men are like going, they're like in the fucking labyrinth because they're balding and they're like, they like can't handle it, you know. It's like the like I don't want to say that like men don't have body image issues, but you can just tell like they start balding, it like really hits them. Like they're like, I mean, they're like 14-year-old girl levels of like fucked up, you know what I mean?
Sometimes it's like the first time they've had extreme body image issues.
Exactly.
It's very difficult.
It's such a silly thing to judge people for. And I feel for them, but I'm also laughing at them.
I was about to do the opposite thing where I was like, no, fuck you guys, this is incredibly normal. And we should let men and their male pattern baldness relax. Like, we should let them be.
We should. Dead.
Like, I wouldn't judge someone for having a fucking.
Oh, I'm not judging them for balding. I'm judging them for, like, going nuts because they're balding. You know what I mean? It's like they could bald and be normal and like shave their heads and like it's fine.
And rock it out. But you know, yeah, you know, you have those punk guys that you always see with a bald head and the beard and they got like
exactly
630 it's tattoos all over like, their place. Salt and peppering it up.
They're doing everything in their power to like avoid looking bald, even though their hairline is like back somewhere towards their ears. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah. Bro,
also, not enough men are just doing the George Costanza anymore.
Exactly. Men are like, they've gotten really nuts about going bald.
Like, you don't have to have hair over your whole head. You can just have it on some parts.
You can just sort of
have it where you have it.
Have it where you have it.
It's okay.
No, my dad rocks that look. That is crazy. But
shout out.
Shout out. He's just living. And what was I going to tell you guys? This episode ruled. We should probably go. I'll take that out. But
yeah, you all need to, you know, everyone needs to calm down, have some water.
Okay, yeah. Everyone take a lap.
Look at some pictures of Castiel.
Walk around the room, Yearn.
And if any balding men are listening to this, take the plunge, baby. Shave that
thing. Get sexy. Yeah, get sexy with it.
Let that thing shine.
Yeah, man. Oil your scalp. Have it look nice. Start wearing leather jackets.
Jess, I'm a bit jealous that you can say thang. Like,
and I do say
yeah, it sounds, it does
you said
sound,
it so coolly.
It sounds natural in your accent. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
American privilege is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's correct. Kind of like how Jensen Ackles can get away with saying kies and not sound insane. Because he has an insane accent. Kies! But let's end on everyone's best Cass. Dean impression of Cass.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Come on.
I mean, sorry. I mean, I just can't do it because, you know.
You would giggle?
I'm saving my voice for the next time we record and I have to do really
just
good
do,
performance.
Just
how
do
about you do Dean? Exercise. How about you say Cass saying Dean?
Oh. Yeah, you do it. And then we'll respond. Call and response. We'll do it at the same time.
I can't even pronounce it the way that Americans pronounce it. Exactly.
Hey, I believe in you. Believe in yourself.
I know this.
It's like Dean.
It's like, that's pretty good.
You gotta
okay.
do it. You gotta do it how Lucifer does
it. I know, I'm
it
just trying to...
in the episode where Lucifer is pretending to be Cass. I'll just say Dean.
I'll just say Dean.
Okay. Fine, I guess.
Dean. No, he does it twice, remember? Oh my god. It's like I'm the only one who's ever seen the show. He's like, I'll just say Dean. And then he goes, I'll just say Dean.
Oh, I'll just say Dean.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's throw it. Say Dean. And then we'll do a Cass back at you.
Dean.
Cass has never in his life sounded like that.
You sounded baggy as hell just now. I'm so sorry. But like, that was crazy. What was that?
I don't know. I was doing like a
you were going
girl
for
thing.
The spirit. You were going for the spirit rather than the. You were going for the essence rather than an imitation. I see.
That's all I know. I know. All
right. Hit us with a Cass, Jess.
Cass.
That's so powerful. There's no way.
I love that. Like,
I can beat that.
Mid Cass, somewhere around the S, you start laughing at your own impression as it's coming out.
You can hear your lip corners pull up. It's actually quite cute. Actually, let me do instead, because I can't possibly beat your impersonations here, either one. But let me do Bobby the way Pamela does it in that episode when she sees him again. Bobby!
Love
that's,
it.
That's what I've got.
Love that.
God, she was so cool. Thank you guys for listening to our audio commentary track of 620, The Man Who Would Be King. Let us know if you enjoyed this or if you felt we were giving nothing, because we do need hate mail, like we said.
Please.
But yeah, if you had fun with this, we're glad. If you didn't, don't stress. There is another one coming next week. Thank you for everything. And that's going to be it from us.
And
think,
happy
guys.
50 episodes.
Happy 50 yeah. episodes. You did it. We did it. Let's go. Team.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
love you.
Love you. Bye.
100 and something more to go.
We're almost there.
Wow.
We're so close now.
So close.
Actually, it might be less than 100. I don't know.
Don't say that. I'm sad. Okay. Let's jet, fellas.
Okay.
We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
I just, like, I always think I'm fine and, like, that I'm immune to episodes, like, and I could just pick them up.
But why it's do never you think case. That?
I don't know.
I don't mean that in general. I mean that you look specifically, you like, why do you think that about yourself?
I just, like, maybe I want to be more nonchalant than I am in every aspect of my life.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but just, like, look around you. What are we doing here if not being overly affected?
I'm very chalant.
Angry and intrigued. You're very chalant.
It's too late now.
Too late, baby, and it's too late. Really didn't try to make it.